I'd like to call the City of Franklin Plan Commission meeting for August 17th, 2017 to order. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mayor Olson is excused. Commissioner Hogan, excused. Commissioner Leon, excused. Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
And for the record, the as sitting in for the mayor, I will be voting on all matters. Let's please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do I have an approval of the minutes from our previous meeting?
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? None. The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 2 absent, or 2 excused. 3 excused. Business matters. Item D1, Creative Homes, a single-family residence, residential subdivision development. I believe I've got a response from, this is, just so everybody understands, the public hearing on this matter has been closed from the previous meeting, but the applicant is allowed to read in a letter on his behalf. So, Mr. Prisavello, would you like to read your letter in, come up to the desk, give us your name and address for the record, and read your letter in for the record, please.
Grab a microphone.
Rick Prisbella, president of Creative Homes, 9244 West Grandview Court, City of Franklin. Before I read my letter, I'd like to just make a few points. I am disheartened on how the neighbors in the area of the property in question have treated the owners of this particular parcel. It is my understanding that this property has been in the family for over 100 years. They have never once had an issue or objected to any of the other properties being rezoned to R3. With that said, I'd like to continue with my letter. I sit here before you today as a developer of Franklin, but let's not lose sight that I am also a resident of the community and have been for the last 35 years. I have raised my family here, including sending my daughter to St. Martin Tours School, the area that we are discussing today, as well as numerous other city improvements. I stand before you proud of all of my projects that I have been part of, including many that I know you or your family and friends live in today. I want to take this opportunity to address the board. It is my understanding that all of you are responsible to represent the City of Franklin's best interests, both from an economic capacity as well as the betterment of our community. With that being said, that means representing our entire population as a whole, and not limiting the scope to a selected group who may not be in favor of this development. As a board, I feel it is important to place strong consideration on the benefits that this project yields. Some of these include bringing a potential tax base of approximately $11 to $14 million. We need more students to increase our state school funding. As Mayor Olson pointed out at the last meeting, we need growth in the numbers to increase the funding, and we need growth for businesses to grow and to come to our community. Extension of the water main from 00 to North Cape Road at no expense to the city or its residents. I can't emphasize enough with this rezoning that will not be there will not be an assessment. However, with less lots and the possibility of the city extending the water main in the future, you would be assessed. A new quality home development, enhancing the surrounding area with architecturally controlled homes with a minimum ranch of 2,100 square feet and two stories with a minimum of 2,400 square feet. I listened very carefully to all the comments and concerns of surrounding property owners at the last meeting. Although I don't feel many of them are relevant to the rezoning request, I would like to address them briefly. The main concern addressed seemed to be the traffic flow. The city engineer communicated the results of a state report that was conducted, indicating the traffic flow is nowhere near capacity. Therefore, this project would not impose a negative effect. The current traffic flow was tracked at approximately 1,300 vehicles with a capacity of about 12,500. As you can see, the minimum amount of vehicles, approximately 40 to 60, even on the aggressive side, would not impact what the capacity levels are constructed for. Somewhat related to the traffic flow were concerns about the traffic backups at Countrydale Elementary School at drop-off and pickup times. Unfortunately, this is an issue at all the schools in Franklin and not just Countrydale, and is a result of a combination of traffic flow patterns on school premises, along with parents preferring to drive and pick up their children rather than to utilize the bus system. Another main concern was water and its related expenses. As stated already, no assessment will be placed on the residents as we, as a developer of this project, are absorbing the cost for the water main extension to North Cape Road. I would like to point out that this extension offers a benefit to the residents of that area, as if and when ever decide to sell their property, most homeowners prefer to have city water. Again, as stated above, if the city decides to extend this water main, the possibility exists that they would be assessed. Next, there were concerns about water runoff and causing potential flooding of excess water. Please know that any new development in the city of Franklin must meet strict guidelines for stormwater management from the city as well as the DNR requirements. Also, there were comments by a couple property owners regarding the requirement of obtaining an easement for water flow and their disinterest in providing one. It should be noted that we are looking at various options that would not require an easement from the adjoining property owner should they choose not to cooperate with us. Lastly, there appears to be a misunderstanding about lot sizes, as there were comments of our proposed lots being 1/4 acre. Most of our proposed lots are between 21,000 and 31,000 square feet, with an average of approximately 25,000, well in excess of a half an acre. There are none even close to being 1/4 acre. I just wanted to mention, as I am not sure the residents are aware, that the majority of the lots on McShane and the west side of North Cape Road, which is just south of the property in question, would not conform under the current R2 zoning. The lots today are legally non-conforming. Most of the lots have a width of less than 150 feet in feet, which does not conform to today's requirements for R2. Before I close, I would like to respectfully address the comment that was made regarding me not doing my homework prior to presenting the zoning request. I might have misunderstood. However, as I have developed over 16 subdivisions over the last 33 years within the city, I found it somewhat offensive to even think that I wouldn't have done my homework. My time is just as valuable as yours and others, and I assure you that I did my homework and more prior to applying. In summary, my goal from the start has been and still remains to create a unique residential community that would blend with the natural setting of the area. Therefore, I want to urge the board to carefully evaluate the situation. Look at why the city allowed rezoning to R3 of some surrounding properties, some as recent as just over a year ago. Ask why surrounding constituents did not approve of certain rezonings of those surrounding parcels. Consider all the widespread benefits this project yields to the city as a whole. I urge you to vote in the best interest of the city of Franklin for all the people in the city of Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. Perzavilla. I want to let everybody know out in the audience that we are familiar with your concerns from a few weeks ago. I know that the biggest issue is this is you are supportive of development. You are not supportive of the changing in the zoning from R2 to R3. I understand all that. And I know that you've been leaving your comments with aldermen in the specific areas. I also want to let you know that we are aware of the protest petition that has been submitted to us, and under that guideline, just so you understand, the vote here today is only advisory to the Common Council. All decisions will be made by the Common Council on this matter. So with that being known, to address the matter of Creative Homes, do I have any further discussions by the council? Mr. Fowler.
Yeah, just if I have a couple questions on the petition, they talk about public safety and a single road access, and perhaps that might be an issue. Could you speak to that issue, please?
And we are aware that the prior applicant did show a similar cul-de-sac of similar length. There were comments received from staff at that time about cul-de-sac lengthers. If the rezoning proceeds...
Speak into the mic, please.
If the rezoning proceeds, that's a matter that we need to continue discussions with the city attorney and the city engineer, whether there's going to be a variance requested for a cul-de-sac length. There's a stub road put on it for a purpose, and that's for future extension.
So that's not been decided at this point in time?
Correct.
And a second question... are you anticipating, I know this might be difficult to do with the fluctuating markets, the cost of the homes? What is the range of the cost of these homes, do you think, that you're anticipating? So I know you guys go through that kind of calculations before you put a development like this together.
The market and our proposed homes would probably start in the neighborhood of the mid-400s and probably go up over time.
So with that being said, are you anticipating you're going to have, I mean, with younger families, with children, is that what you're anticipating to come in? Because, I mean, one of the things you talked about was the school system.
You know, we get a very good variety. When we build a ranches, we seem to get more of the semi-retired couple that buys into the ranches. And our experience has been that their age bracket seems to be in the young 50s to 60s.
So you're not certain what young families with school age children.
I'm using my experience from the other subdivisions that we've built and the homes that we've built. Our market has traditionally been majority of ranches in a lot of our subdivisions. We do not intend to build the entire subdivision by ourselves, but we do control it. With both architecture style and colors and so forth.
And you're anticipating how many residential units?
Well, we originally, and I think that was a question that came up at the public hearing, I think there was mention of 26. However, we really present our concept show 25. However, it appears that we would be, and again, listening to some of the people, we'd probably try to widen some of the lots out. We'd probably end up losing another lot. And then it would all be stemming as far as the stormwater sizing and so forth.
So probably a maximum of 24.
Yeah, max.
Okay. Thank you.
Could I have your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Craig Donzi, 19435 West Capitol Drive, Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you. Craig. City Engineer, did you have a question?
Yeah, just a comment for the rest of the commission. Look at the petition. You have to pay particular attention to the neighbors that are most affected. There is a neighbor that's very close affected, and his name is first on the list of the petition. Previously, I have gone back to that property and on a different matter, trying to contact the owner, and had a very difficult time because I didn't realize that there was more than one unit there. It appears from the outside there's four units, maybe more or maybe less. I'm not sure, but looks like four observation. So I asked planning department about, you know, how it's zoned. It's not planned. It's not zoned for multifamily. And then I looked in the building inspection files, and last building permit was pulled just for a two-family. So whether it's legal or not, I don't know. I do know that there's more than one family living there. But for all practical purposes, you have an apartment complex right next door. So it's kind of hard to believe that developing a single-lot subdivision would adversely affect the neighboring property. So I just want to tell you some of the research that I did.
Mr. Haley, you have any questions, additional questions?
Yeah, I guess I'll make some comments.
Okay.
I guess I'll start with saying that, first off, I don't have problems with the subdivision being developed here. I think that's everybody pretty much assumes that that's where it will go. My concern is the density as it is right now, and the biggest problem that I have as a commissioner is that we don't really have a specific plan. You've come at us with a concept that shows a cul-de-sac. We've just heard it wouldn't exceed 24 lots, but I'm not seeing any of the in-depth engineering that would give you any comfort. You've got some wetlands. You've got some lousy soils. You've got drainage issues. But all that gobbles up lands when you go to deal with it. So I'm not comfortable in that. I don't really know what it is we're being asked to recommend. It's the zoning that's in front of us. But I'd be a lot more comfortable if I saw a specific plan that had been at least preliminary engineered that showed here's where it would work, this is how the drainage is going to work, and here's the net number of lots that we can generate. It's possible to find out that there could be significantly fewer than you're anticipating, and of course that deals with the financial success of the project. So that's why I don't have a comfort level. This is, again, a similar proposal to what we saw 10 years ago. The concern at the time from the plan commissioners who were around was it was just too dense. It wasn't a problem with this development. It was too much. So that's a concern that I have. I'm truly concerned, regardless of what's going on off-site, of the drainage. Pretty much, as best I can guess, the concept is to take it to a detention basin somewhere in the back corner and dump it over the edge. Well, I see a significant distance across private property to get to that channel. So you mentioned that you were working on an alternative. I'd be really curious as to what that is. Again, there are some ways of dealing with this, but the property owner does have rights, and I understand that both local DNR, I mean, there's rules about how stormwater gets managed and all of that, but we don't know how it's being managed. The assumption is that there'll be an emergency spillway and there'll be a pipe that discharges on this property someplace and flows directly to the north. I'd like to see that. I'd like to know how that works. You may get into significant grading. So I'm just going to say I'm very uncomfortable. I'd love to see this move forward. I was hoping when we delayed it last time that there'd be a little more interaction maybe with neighbors. I'm not sure if any of that's happened. But the point is we're being asked to recommend to the council, and it is their decision, something that we don't fully know the details on. It's purely speculation. You're asking us to rezone now. You'll come back with a plan that maybe we'll like, maybe we won't. And the problem that I have with that is it's if we did a rezone, if the council did a rezone, it's very difficult to undo that. Somebody's going to need to go through the process. So I'd be far more comfortable recommending on a rezone if I knew what was really going in there. But really, at this point, I just see it as speculation. I understand there's a significant cost associated with bringing the water in. The subdivision has challenges. I'm really concerned mostly with the density. We don't seem to have resolved the drainage issues, the stub street. I understand you may come back and request some sort of variance. Right now, the concept plan is showing a stub street dumping onto somebody's private property. We heard last time that that really hasn't been discussed. It means either it doesn't happen or it comes through some intense negotiations, or the city ultimately has to take it through eminent domain if that's what's needed for public safety. So I just have these issues that I'm uncomfortable with. I'd love to make an affirmative recommendation, but I'm not seeing the answers to these questions. Therefore, I'm not comfortable with it.
Do you want to respond back to this?
I would like to.
Sure.
So one of the reasons that there isn't a substantial amount of engineering plans before you for this particular application is because you saw it 10 years ago. And it got all the way to preliminary plat, grading plans, stormwater plans, and then it wasn't rezoned. So the previous developer spent an awful lot of money to get nowhere. So the stance at this point is it's not worth investing any money in unless it gets rezoned. That's just the business decision that has to be made sometimes with properties like this.
Okay, thank you.
I understand that.
Sure. Mr. Deedle, do you have... Well, the planning department is making a recommendation to move forward with the change in the planning.
Yeah, we're recommending approval.
Do you have any future outlook in regards to a timeline, in regards to what Mr. Prisbilla would have to bring in to us?
From a time frame, it's entirely up to him. The rezoning, in this case, is a totally separate matter. So how soon that subdivision plat comes in is totally up to the applicant slash property owner. Time frames, both by UDO and state, only come into play when they submit.
Okay.
And there are certain time frames that has to be reviewed and approved.
Okay, thank you.